Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 26. Solomon writes, "Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established." This is a recurring theme throughout the book of Proverbs, which is the theme of your way, your path. And he deals with it several times, and he's trying to teach his son, or prepare his son, for his life and for the life he's going to lead. And so he deals with a whole lot of issues, and yet he keeps coming back to this theme, or this central concept about every advice he's given is that the things you do and the decisions you make form the path you're going to lead throughout your life. And so what he's teaching is that these things aren't like, you know, sin and goodness, and these aren't like fruits hanging from a tree that you just, you know, walk up and you get one and then you could get another one. But everything you do forms this path that will run you through your life. And I think that too many of us don't have this grasp of what this actually implies in our lives. This idea that what the decisions we make is just like getting in your car and heading down on a highway, and you're going to some destination. That we think that at any moment we could just change. We could just decide, you know what? I don't want to do this no more. I'm going to do something else, and we're just going to, you know, like, warp zone across to a whole different area, a whole different direction. Well, that's not how it works. Every decision you make is pointing you in a certain direction, and that is the path of your life. And it's important that we understand this, because we're making these decisions every day. And they're like steps that we're taking down a certain direction. And sooner or later one day, there's some of us who are going to decide we don't like the direction that we're going. We don't like the place where we're going to end up. And to go back, you have to go all the way back to the beginning to start over somewhere else. You can't just like switch. And that's the misconception of the people who think that they can, you know, live their whole life one way, and then when they're old, they're going to be different. Well, you won't. You're going to end up exactly where your path is taking you. And that's why Solomon writes to his young son and says, "Son, there's something you need to do in life. You need to ponder the ways of your path. You need to consider where you're going. You need to really put some time and really put some effort into thinking, where is my path leading to?" And that's what I would like to discuss today with you, about how you can ponder your path. A lot of people don't know. I mean, for a long time, I wasn't real sure. You know, how do you know? I mean, especially when you're young, how do you know where your life is going to end up? How can you tell whether or not where you're heading to, or the direction you're pointing to, is the where you want to go? It's kind of hard to know sometimes. And that's why, you know, you got these young people that are running around, look like chickens, with they have their heads cut off, and they're just running around in circles, it looks like, because they don't know. Well, you know, there's some real clear and easy ways in which you can consider the path you're walking to know if it's the one you want to be on. Because there's some things that every path has. For instance, every path has a beginning. Everyone. Somewhere it started. Somewhere you made a decision that put you where you are right now. And if that was a bad decision, well, 9 times out of 10, you're on the wrong path. There's some people who start out their path of job life taking a job that won't let them get to the meetings. Well, that's a bad path. You started out on the wrong foot. You don't get to good destinations by starting out in bad places. Right. So if you want to be on the right path and you want to be going the right direction in your life, you have to start out right. You can't start wrong and think that somehow, miraculously, later on, everything's going to fix itself and everything's going to be okay. You got to start at the right place. So every path has a beginning. But every path also has a direction. Some place it points to. You know, if the path of your life is pointing in a direction where you don't want to be, where you can almost lay dollars at donut holes, that's where you're going to end up. I remember one time when we first moved, actually we hadn't moved there, we were considering moving to Toluca. And so I went there. They had a campaign. And so I went over there to preach with the brothers there. And after a week, well, I got in my car and I was going to go home. I lived in Querétaro at the time, which is north of Toluca. About 2.5 hours north of Toluca. And so, Brother John, he explained to me how I needed to go to get to Querétaro, because I'm horrible with directions. I remember I lived in San Luis Potosí for like 6 years, and then I got lost one day going from the meeting to my house. And it took me like 1.5 hours to get home, and I didn't live that far away. And just all of a sudden, I'm looking around, and I don't recognize nothing, and I don't know where I am. I'm driving around the neighborhoods trying to figure out where I am. I have a horrible sense of direction, just terrible. Anyway, so he explains how to get there, and so, you know, I'm driving along, and I'm thinking, I thought I had a better way. I thought I was going to find a shortcut. And so, you know, I'm driving along, and next thing you know, I'm in Mexico City, which, you know, a whole different direction than Querétaro. You know, and I'm driving, if you've never been to Mexico City, I mean, you think San Antonio's big or some city. Mexico City's huge. I mean, this place is huge. Just like, I think that half the people that live there, they don't want to be there. They just don't know how to get out. It's like this big black hole. And it just sucks everyone in. And you know, and they got signs all over Mexico City that says, Querétaro es mejor. Querétaro's better. And they're right. And I think half the people there are looking for that better place. And they just can't get out. It's a horrible place. Everything's, you know, they put big signs up, but they got trees all in. They plant a tree, purposely plant a tree in front of the sign. So you can't see him. So you're driving around. And I'm driving. You know, something should have gone ding, ding, ding. Something's wrong when I look up on my car and there's a little compass and it says you're going west. You know, that or east. I'm sorry. See, I'm very bad with directions here. You're going east. And I know Querétaro's north. You know, every path has a direction it takes. And so if your path is going in a direction, you say, hey, that's not where I want to be when I'm 50 years old or when I'm 70 years old. Well, maybe you ought to think that if you're walking in that direction, that's where you're going to end up. You're not going to walk in, you know, north and end up south. You're not going to go east and end up west. Where your path is pointing is most likely where you're going to end up. And so every path, you can just pick them out and say, you know, I can't see the end of them. I can't see the finish line. But you know, this isn't the place. I remember one time I was in school in Colorado. We lived there for a little while, and they had a track meet, and so I went in and I didn't figure I needed to do any training or you know, even look at the, you know, I just went in that day and went into track meet. So I'm running the mile. Well, they handed out little flyers with the little path you're supposed to run. Well, I didn't need that. I'm smarter than them. What do they know? So I'm running around and I'm thinking, boy, I'm real fast. There's nobody around me. Well, that's because they're running somewhere else. I'm on the wrong path. And for some reason, they don't give me no medal. I was the first one to my finish line. It just wasn't everyone else's finish line. You know, this is the problem. You take a direction in your path, you take a direction in your life, and you know it's not the right direction, and you're just hoping that there's going to be some miracle that God's just going to work it out. But that's not how it happens. That's why the Bible says you have to ponder the path of your feet. You need to consider where your path is leading. You may not be able to, you say, I don't know what'll happen in the future. I don't know what the end will be. But you know the direction you're going. Amen. You can just gaze out and say, hey, this isn't the direction I want my life to take. Well then, buddy, you better turn around. One thing I learned driving to Mexico City is that the farther you go, the further you are away from where you need to be. I just kept driving. Maybe I'm right after all. And then, you know, you get past that halfway point, and you might as well just keep right on going then. You're already too far away to turn around. There's some people that acknowledge that they've gone the wrong way, but it's been so long, it's no longer worth it to them to turn around. They've invested so much into their life, so much into so much strength and so much effort into going in that direction for so long that they just simply don't have what it takes to turn around and go back and start over. We deal with them all the time in evangelism. People that have lived their whole life in a religion and they're just simply not willing to put it all away, put it all in the trash can, and start over again. It's just too much. Well, you young people better consider that. You run your life down the wrong direction for too long, there'll come a point where it's going to cost you a great deal to straighten it out. Because you're not just going to be able to one day just jump from one path to the other. You're going to have to go all the way back and start over, all over again. So every path has a direction. There's another thing. Every path has indications. They have signs. You know, that should have been my first clue when I was driving. Because I keep seeing these little green signs. And they don't say Querétaro. They say Mexico City, 100 kilometers. That's strange. I don't remember those signs on this road before. Wonder what dummy put those there. They don't know what they're talking about. The guys that put those there, they're a bunch of idiots. They're the ones who just built the road. They don't know what they're talking about. I keep driving. Mexico City, 60 kilometers. Boy, that's very interesting. And sure enough, just a little ways, about an hour down the road, boom, sucked down into the black hole. How did this happen to me? I was real sincere. I really thought I was driving to Querétaro. I was so convinced I didn't believe the signs. John told me, don't go down that road. That'll take you to Mexico City. What does he know? I know. This feels right. Anything ever felt right to you? So right, it feels so right, it doesn't matter who tells you you're wrong. Because it just feels right. Every path has indications. It says, divorce, 15 years. Unwed mother, 5 years. And you say, what do they know? They don't know nothing. Full-blown drug addiction, 3 years. And it's right there on your path. And it's over and over and over again. And you got these signs, and they're pointing out, and they're saying, look, you don't see the end. But somebody who has seen the end has nailed these down and saying, this is the wrong way. That's one thing you learn. Now, when you drive in Mexico, you don't always believe the road signs. They don't always know what they're talking about. That may be part of my problem. But when you drive in the States, you pretty much, when you see an arrow and it says, don't go, you know, it has the arrow and has a little line through it. Boy, you really should not go down that road. That just really doesn't work out. In Mexico, that doesn't mean a whole lot. You drive down those all you want. You get here, you know, you see this little light and it's red. Well, that doesn't mean yield up here. It took me a while to figure that out. Because in Mexico, a red light and a stop sign, it doesn't mean stop. In fact, if you stop, you probably get rear-ended. It means slow down a little bit and look real quick and then go. It means speed up. You know that blinking yellow light? It means speed up. Well, you know, on these paths of life, these signs, they mean what they say. And when you come up and you see these, start seeing these indications on the path you're walking, and they say, look, you're going full tilt into clear and into evident destruction, that really means that. That is really what's going to happen. There's something else every path has that's real indicative of them. And that every path has companions. I'm driving along, headed right towards, but convinced in my own mind that I'm right. I start looking around, I see all these license plates. They all say Mexico City. None of them say Querétaro. You should be ding, 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 hey, you know, something's up. And then all the Querétaro ones are coming the other way, they're coming back. What do they know? You know, a lot of you have a whole bunch of companions in your life that should just give you real clear evidence as to what path you're walking down. That's one of the things that church splitters don't seem to ever do. They never seem to look around and see what company they're in. Someone gets a little hair crosswise with a church and they get upset and, wow, we're leaving. All of a sudden they just sort of gravitate together. And you get all these people who aren't content with anything and would never be together under no circumstances. Now they're all banded together because they hate the pastors. And they never just take a moment and say, look around and say, you know, I don't think these are the kind of people I want to associate with. Some of you people here ought to really start looking around at who you have walking beside you. They define you. All your friends, you know, they got pieces of metal stabbed through every protrusion and orifice in their body, and they're all full of holes, and they got all these tattoos, and they got their long hair, and they're rebellious to their teachers and rebellious to their parents, and you're walking with them, you say, but I'm not like them. But they define your path. It's also the people coming back saying, don't go that way. You see some guy, and he's all, like in the cartoons, he's got smoke all coming off him. His hair's all fried and he's all burnt. He's come back saying, don't go that way. That's the wrong way. And you say, nah, I'm better than him. It won't work out that way with me. You talk to pastors and almost everyone says the same thing. They can't even count the number of young ladies they've counseled saying, don't marry that loser. Oh no, I'm going to change him. He's going to change for me. Sweetie, I got news for you. Nobody changes. In fact, they get worse. As soon as they relax and get comfortable, you find out just how bad they really are. Boy, I had my wife bamboozled before we got married. Of course, you people probably figured that out already. She says, man, you told me a bunch of lies. I said, honey, I told you any lie I could tell you to get you to marry me. You want kids? I want lots of kids. Sure. And once she said I do, well then all that went out the window. Got her. But that's exactly what happens. You'll find out just who that person really is once they are comfortable and relaxed. So you tell these young ladies, don't marry them. You know, this isn't going to turn out well. Well, what do you know? Well, I've been married. And I've seen a whole bunch of bad marriages. And you know, you start seeing this pattern. It's really amazing. You start seeing this pattern of these lazy men and rebellious women. And somehow those marriages don't work out. Interesting. Maybe it's a fluke. Maybe it's a coincidence. And yet it happens every time. You get these people, your pastors, telling you, don't go down that path. What do you know? I've been down that path. I know exactly where it ends up. I went and I've been back. And I'm telling you, it's the wrong way. Why don't we listen? Why are we so stupid? I mean, I think about that time when I'm driving to Mexico City. I think, what was I doing? John told me where to go. He lived there all, you know, like 2 years already. He'd already driven all over. He knew what. But I was certain. No, I was bad. I was going to drive towards Mexico City and magically end up in Querétaro. Well, it doesn't work. Now I tell people, don't go that way. That's the wrong way. Well, you got people in your life telling you you're going the wrong way. You're walking in the wrong direction. And they're telling you exactly where you're going to end up. But you're so bullheaded that you won't listen. You won't pay attention. What does that old pastor know? He just wants to ruin my fun. Yeah, that's right. We all sit around thinking up ways to ruin your fun. We have like big drawing boards. We have engineers and architects. And we're just designing plans on ruining your fun. That's right. That's what we sit around and do. We don't have anything better to do but sit around and do that. Every path has companions. Every path, you're walking with somebody or you're walking against somebody. And you ought to start looking and seeing who you're walking with and who you're walking against. Who's coming back. You start looking around and everyone walking with you are losers. And everyone coming back looks like they've been through, you know, they were the punching bag of some boxer. They're all beat up and their life is in shambles. You might want to turn around before you end up where they ended up. Yeah. You know, yeah, I always used to feel kind of bad. And I've been going to, you know, church all my life. Grew up, learned how to read the Bible. And I always used to feel bad because we get preachers up there and they'd be going on about how they were, you know, they were fornicators and drug dealers, I don't know, and they give their big time. Man, I got saved. And God just delivered me from all that. And boy, I felt bad because, you know, I got saved when I was 6. Now, I was like, oh man, I don't have much of a testimony. I stole a few times, maybe, and you know, I disobeyed my dad maybe once, maybe, and definitely got more whippings than I deserved. Boy, I always felt kind of bad about that. But not anymore. Amen. They may have been taken out of it, but I was delivered from it. Amen. I never smoked a cigarette in my entire life. I used to think, maybe I ought to smoke so I could say, you know, I got delivered from it. Maybe I ought to, I never drank a drop of alcohol in my life. Maybe I ought to drink a little so I could say, hey, I got delivered from it. I was really delivered from it. You know, you just need to start looking around and seeing who it is you're walking with. People always used to make fun of me because my friends were all so much older than me. You know, they were Billy and Joe and Brother Lindell. My wife says, you're going to go hang out with your buddy? I always go to Brother Lindell's house. You betcha. Those are my friends. I may not be their friend, but they're my friends. I'm not real needy. They can hate me, that's okay. And you need to look and see who you're walking with. Some of you people right now, you especially you young people, could know right now that you're on the wrong path just by looking at your friends. Who it is you're walking with. You just wake up for one instant, you say, boy, these are a bunch of losers. I never understood that with my family. You know, a lot of the people in my extended family, they always had these friends. I never understood it. I could tell just by looking at their friends. They were all losers. But no, they were so, their eyes just shined over. Oh, they're the best people in the world. Now you bring it up and they're all embarrassed. Oh, I know, they were stupid. I don't know what I was doing. Wake up. Amen. Wake up and look around. Is that really the people you want to spend the rest of your life with? Is that really where those people are heading? Is that where you want to end up? You better wake up before it's too late. You start looking over another path saying, wow, you know what? I think I'd rather be walking with those people over there. I don't know where they're going, but boy, that's a whole lot of wise people. I bet they're going in the right direction. You know, one time we were driving back from Leon, and we had gone to a prayer meeting, and we're coming back from Leon, and I don't know why. I mean, I guess everyone has a lapse in judgment now and then. But Bill and John are driving their cars and they decide to follow me. That wasn't very smart. It took us like twice as long to get home. We went up through Queretaro and Celaya and back down around. Oh my goodness. Boy, you ought to think about who it is you're following. Trust me, if we're going to all go together from here and go somewhere, you don't want me leading. Who knows where we're going to end up? Probably at a Krispy Kreme. We'll probably end up somewhere at a Krispy Kreme. I don't know what city we'll be in, but it'll be at a Krispy Kreme. Who is your following will define your path. All you got to do is just start looking around you a little bit.
Amen.
There's another thing that you can tell with a path, and every path has an end. Sooner or later, it's going to end. Sooner or later, you're going to reach the end of your path, whether you're happy with it or not. And then it's too late. You'll get down to the end of your life, and your chance to choose a new path will be over. And you'll be where that path ends, because every path has an end. Some of you think you're young. See, I used to think I was young. Now, after a couple weeks of work, I realize I'm not as young as I thought I was. I'm worn out. I'm tired. I'm old. I know some of you are laughing because you're really old. But boy, I tell you, it went by real fast. It wasn't just a blink of an eye ago and I looked in the mirror and I was looking at a young, young man. It's not that way anymore. One day you're going to step out of the shower, maybe tomorrow, and you're going to wipe the steam off that mirror. You're going to be looking at an old, bald little man. A wrinkled up, pruny little lady. That's what you're going to be looking at. Unless you get real fat, that's the advantage of being fat. You don't have wrinkles. Just keep eating. Just keep stretching them out. Your life is going to end before you know it. And there'll be no chance to say, I don't like my path. I wish I could have done something else. Boy, if we could have a dollar for every person who's ever said, I wish I would have lived my life differently. I wish I would have made different decisions much earlier on. But once those decisions are made, and that path has run its course, and you reach the end, there's no taking it back. Some of you might be there now, so there's not a lot of hope for you. I don't know. But there's some of you right now who have just freshly made the wrong decisions. And you can turn around right now.
Yes.
You can turn around right now. It's very interesting to me when I deal with pretty much any religion other than Christianity. They all have hope that their path of religion is going to take them to heaven. They all do. I bet if I would ask some of you here who were Catholics or who were Protestants or whatever religion you were, you would say you had that hope. You had the hope that you were going to be saved. And yet you've never considered, or you never did consider, that your parents had that hope and yet they died without knowing. Your grandparents had the hope and they died without knowing. Everybody you ever knew in that religion never knew where they were going to go when they died. They died in doubt. Maybe they ought to wake you up and say, you know what? Maybe this isn't the right path. Amen. Maybe I need to be going down a different path. The Bible tells us about a different path. Jesus said, I am the way.
Amen.
See, that's where we all get mixed up. It's so incredible how we have this prejudice. This is the same prejudice that Martha had, and Mary, and all, you know, Lazarus' family. Jesus says, you'll rise again. He'll rise again. She says, I know He will. In the day of resurrection, she says, resurrection isn't a day. It's a person. I'm the resurrection.
Amen.
He tells Thomas, you'll know the way. He says, how should we know the way? He says, I am the way.
Amen.
Looking for it in the wrong place. Jesus is the right path.
Amen.
He is. This church isn't. I'm certainly not. Boy, if I can't even get to Querétaro where I lived for years, don't be following me to heaven. Who knows where you're going to end up? But Jesus Christ, He's the way. It says in Isaiah chapter 35 that He's the way of holiness. And it's so sure, so clearly marked, that not even the fools can make a mistake on that path. Some of you are going down the wrong path in life. You're going down the path of Catholicism or Mormonism or I don't know what religion you're in, but you're going down the wrong path. And it's going to lead you right to hell and destruction. You need to change path before it's too late. Jesus Christ is the path you should be walking. And there's some of you Christians here today that are going down the wrong path in your life. Some of you young people have made the wrong decisions. And it's time to turn around before it's too late. We're going to sing an invitation. And if you want to come down here and formalize a change of mind, a repentance, and ask the Lord to give you the strength and the wisdom to choose a new and better path, well, I invite you to come down. We're going to sing 249. You're walking down the wrong path. Right now you can make a change before it's too late. This is your invitation. Right now is your chance to say, I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to walk a different path. Thank you. seated and while these people pray. There's still time. If you want to come down, you're welcome to. If you're not saved and you want someone to explain salvation to you, when I ask you to come down, get a hold of me and I'll find someone who can talk to you about being saved.